Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive into classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Jeff, you think you know me. Dude, we're hot on the heels of Edge's badass entrance.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I was there. When I say I was there, I mean I was there there. I was standing at the bottom of that ramp. I was on the ramp of the entrance he did. It kind of tipped it off because they were setting up for it. So it actually, I watched it on, it looked way cooler on TV than it did in person, but it was still pretty badass because he comes down that like little walkway thing and just goes absolutely fucking nuts. And then the music, I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. This is an unusual situation for us because, one, like, we're sitting next to each other. We're never sitting next to each other.
We are.
And so, you know, we've got this opportunity.
It's way better. Way easier to do it this way. This is great.
We got a ton to talk about because we haven't recorded, you know, and we're lucky because we're still in SummerSlam week. We're recording right now so we can talk about some current events, get into the event. Even Gangrel was in the news this week because of it. So, you know.
Well, you had, I think Matt Hardy. So Matt Hardy wrestled on AEW this week.
Yep.
Jeff, I believe, what's their main event? I think he takes a match for main event, okay?
Yep.
Christian's your Impact champion and about to be in the main event
of
AEW.
Yep.
Okay? Edge is... I thought Edge had the best match at WrestleMania. It was just an awesome match.
Easy. Yep.
Okay? He's as good as he's ever been. So four of these guys are still very... active.
Yep.
And the Dudleys, I guess they train people. They, you know, so Bubba's got his radio show every day, I think.
And
then
Devon's
a producer. So 21 years later, you got four guys. Okay. Think about that.
Yep.
You were watching this car crash in August of 2000. If I would have told you 21 years later, four guys would still be active performers, like wrestling, you know, on a regular basis.
Yep.
You would have thought, I'd be surprised if they weren't in, if I told you four guys were in wheelchairs, you would have believed that.
Out of retirement.
Just crazy. Yep. So, and I know there were long hiatuses, but the Hardys kind of just been doing this whole time. So, what do you got to say, man?
You didn't ask me this, the question you
were. How the hell are you doing?
We're together, man. You know, I'm doing great. Like, you know, it's been a rough work day, but you know, the shoot job's over. It's time to talk wrestling. And so I'm excited, though. You know, you and I get to hang out a little bit today. We're going to get a nice meal. And, you know, it should be good stuff. We got just a lot of wrestling to talk about.
So. We always eat well when we're together.
We always do. Yeah, absolutely. There's always some kind of red meat or something. So, this is just one of those where, you know, you and I had mapped out, you know, what we were doing, you know, and kind of figuring out, all right, well, post SummerSlam, there's still a few matches, and we're kind of in that, we're still in that rematch week, if you will, or couple of weeks where we did have this match before, but we want to talk about the kind of the second version of it and kind of how it went. You know, of course, there's always the debate of which one was better, but you know, and it feels weird, 21 years. And I feel like this one's not talked about as much, but that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, I'm pumped to cover it too, and obviously, let's see how it holds up with some of their other matches. And every match these guys did was just great. I mean, I think these things all hold up, and I think that for whatever reason, we can talk more about it after. Maybe this match will prove me wrong, but I feel like every time we go back and watch one of these really old ladder matches, they're as good and in a lot of cases better than the ones now for whatever reason. They just have a certain vibe to them, which is really cool. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, let's...
Something before we... Tom, how do you know we made it? The podcast, we've been around for a couple years now, but how do you know we absolutely made it? Our promo code for manscaped.com got leaked.
Yes.
Onto the internet. People stealing our code. That's how you know you've made it, is when your code gets stolen. So, for all of our fans...
Hijacked.
Hijacked, yep. That's they called it code leak. I didn't even know it was a thing, but here we are. And so...
I didn't know code leak was a thing, and I didn't know I'd be involved in a code leak.
Right.
So
for all of you at home, the old code, no more. The new code, it gets 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com. We're looking at the new promo code. It's payoff20. Just the numbers 20, payoff 20. That's all you need to enter. You're still going to get the 20% off. It makes sense, you know, to get that. And then just like it always is, it's the free shipping, the 20% off, all their different products, all their stuff. You know, we talked about it. I just upgraded to 4.0. It's great stuff. Like, so you can do it too. Payoff 20, 20.
Well, and a true story here, total shoot. I got out of the shower the other night and, My wife looks at me and was like, don't you like normally shave all that? And I was like, yeah, I do. I'm overdue. Yep. So they notice.
Yep.
And it, you know, once you start doing it, they appreciate it. They cherish it, honestly. And I'm headed to the beach for a few days next weekend. So I really need to do it now. I don't want to embarrass myself in front of not just my wife, but you know, some other families as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I already set it out. I'm going to do it this weekend and it'll last you for a couple weeks and then you do it again. And if you do wait longer than you should, this is where it really comes in handy because it doesn't cut the shit out of you.
That's right.
Yep. Right. So it's when you've really procrastinated where I think these things are worth it.
And that's also proof to the difference. So if she noticed, you need to stay on top of it, buddy. So.
And she notices nothing. It's like I don't exist.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, let's get into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
All right, so SummerSlam 2000, gosh, 21 years ago. It makes me feel old saying that. Raleigh Entertainment and Sports Arena, Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you ever been to NC State?
I have not.
Okay, so this is like on NC State's campus, basically.
Yep.
Like where the hockey team plays.
Yep.
Why am I drawing a blank? What's their name?
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
The
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes,
okay. Yeah. That, you know, that'll probably be banned at some point.
Hey, so who knows?
I could see that defending people.
It's going to offend
But them. Right now, they're the Hurricanes. That's right. And so, Carolina Hurricanes, they play right there. It's on NC State's campus. And if you're not familiar with the area, NC State is like 10 minutes from UNC, which is 10 minutes from Duke. And I think Wake Forest is even nearby. But you have those three campuses that, like, you can be to all 3.5 hours. It's just a really interesting area. So, packed house, buy rate of 570,000. You had 17,000 in attendance. The show starts off with Right to Censor, which Bull Buchanan, Goodfather, Steven Richards. I think they had Ivory with them for a while as well. They're going to defeat Too Cool, which is Rikishi, Scotty Too Hotty, and Grandmaster Sexay. In a 4:57 match.
We got some Right to Censor in the next couple of weeks too. We're not covering a match, but we're going to talk about them a lot. So
X-Pac defeating Road Dogg in a 4-minute match. Eddie and Chyna defeating Trish Stratus and Val Venus. Chyna would win the IC title by pinning Trish Stratus. So a 7-minute intergender match. Jerry Lawler defeating Taz. Now, why do they say that they didn't use Taz well in WWE?
Four-minute match with Waller, you know.
Then we got the Steve Blackman, Shane McMahon hardcore championship match. It's funny. Like, Shane's been in all these great matches, like, you know, iconic. But, gosh, so often they're not the best storylines. Like, I don't even know why they would have wrestled a match.
Yeah.
Two out of three falls match. Benoit and Jericho. Benoit would win that one. 13 minutes. It's crazy how three falls take as long as a normal match.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, pinfalls seem to happen quicker in those two out of three fall matches.
And from the stars, that was the match of the evening, too.
Okay. So then we got the match we were here for, which I would have thought was better. 18 minutes. We're about to watch that together. Then you had your Divas throwaway match, Kat defeating Terry. Then Kane and The Undertaker in a no DQ match. They only went 7 minutes. So you forget how many times those guys wrestled.
Not
too
yep.
many.
Yep.
And then the main event, Rock defeating Triple H and Kurt Angle in a 20-minute match. That's the one where Angle got knocked out, right? They did the pedigree on the table, but he landed on his head, I think, and he was like legitimately like shoot knocked out on that one.
We'll have to look it up.
So star ratings on this, the top match was the one we're going to cover, and then the triple threat, and then the Benoit Jericho, but a lot of 1-2 star stuff. And I, you know, you've heard me say this before, Jeff, but we sometimes romanticize this era. There was a lot of really shitty wrestling mm-hmm. during this era. I mean, you throw on the AEW pay-per-view coming up soon. You think there's going to be six shitty matches?
No.
Even SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think there was anything that was throwaway or bad on that show. I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a couple beers, so I did have to take a couple bathroom breaks during matches.
Yeah. But
for the most part, awesome show. So, all right. Storyline.
Yeah, so let's get into it just a little bit here. So this, you know, taking place August 27th. And so you had a little bit, a lot of back and forth here. So August 10th on SmackDown, you had the Hardy Boys attacking, who at the time they were the tag champs, Edge and Christian. They actually had a match against the Dudley Boys, and so they were attacking them. So you had the Hardy Boys, they were attacking with a ladder. You had the Dudley Boys powerbombing Christian through a table, which really kind of reignited this feud from previous. And so really just a very quick build on this one. So the next week, actually, you had Edge and Christian attacking Matt with chairs. And then, like we said, Right to Censor being a big part of this storyline as well, too. So which I don't know how we've managed to not talk about them in 2 years, but here we are. So
and I'm okay if we don't talk about them for another 2 years.
But for the reminder for everyone, who was Right to Censor? What was their deal? You had Steven Richards, Stevie Richards, kind of, you know, appearing in order to cover women up, in order to remove weapons from, you know, matches, really just to get rid of the hardcore aspects of WWE at the time. He, you know, certain tag teams he wasn't a fan of, be it the Acolytes or the Dudley Boys, just whatever it was. But like Tom said earlier, it was Bill Buchanan, the good father, not the godfather, Val Venus, and as Tom said too, Ivory as well. And so it was actually at the time Mick Foley was the commissioner. And so announcing this as a tables, ladders, and chairs match as a rematch from the previous WrestleMania 2000, which we have discussed. You know, kind of, you know, cutting actually a pretty good promo of kind of, you know, tricking them into, you know, it's not, you know, it was not going to be tables and ladders in this match because there was going to be tables, ladders, and chairs.
Oh, my.
So you go getting this kind of cool promo with that kind of, you know, I say tricking them a little bit. And so at this point, we're practically already to the match after a really quick build. And so you had some weird, as they do, like the weird tag team matches leading up to it. But you had Jeff Hardy with D-Von facing Edge and Christian. You had Jeff giving a swanton bomb to D-Von and kind of dealing with that. You had Matt and Bubba coming down to the ring and, you know, them just kind of having the pull apart and doing that in the lead up to this. You know, and then it was constant between these three teams. That's really all it was. It was only about a month long on this build, but and again, even just before this SmackDown, just before this card, again, you had the Dudley Boys interfering. It was a tag match where you had the Hardy Boys and Jericho, and then Edge, Christian, and Benoit. And so again, just another pull apart. So just a very quick build on this feud itself. Of course, I say it was a rematch from previous, but this window was a little bit shorter. And then we get right into it, you know, starting really on August 10th with reigniting it. And then August 27th, we get the card or the match. So here you go.
Yeah, and obviously a real highlight of the show. So I'm glad that they pulled the trigger on this match because it was not especially for a SummerSlam. My goodness. All right. So we are SummerSlam 2000. We're at the 1 hour and 30 minute mark. So 1 hour, 30 minute mark of SummerSlam 2000. Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. It's time for the payoff.
Oh, it's time for the payoff.
All right, here we go. Dudley's in the ring.
Got the belts hanging over up top. Yep.
And we had to start during the Dudley's entrance because in a second here, the Hardys are going to come running out.
Yes.
And we always like to start on a minute, except for that one time you jerked us around how to starting 30 seconds in.
You're welcome. Yep.
Okay. So here you go. I don't know why, but I always like those SummerSlam sets, like with the big ass there.
Yeah, they did that. So right out of the gate, you got some brawling. We got some chairs in the ring. We got all kinds of things happening.
So what'd you think of the Edge Brood entrance at SummerSlam?
I thought it was very good, you know, the surprise. They did, I mean, I don't know why we didn't expect it with the brood bath, you know, the week before, or, you know, that Friday with Seth. So we kind of should have seen it coming, but for whatever reason, I didn't. And so kind of stupid on my part, but
those guys stole the show, right? Yeah. Edge and Rollins.
Yeah. That was, that match was really good.
So we all thought live.
Well, and so, and, you know, the news this week, actually, I think it was just yesterday, was Gangrel was actually supposed to come out on an AEW show, and after that happened, they kind of had to change it because of, you know, how they used it and things like that. But Gangrel had no problem with it, you know.
Yeah, he's a good sport about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because last time we saw, you know, there was the kind of the, was it the Final Deletion? We saw Gangrel at that, or I forget exactly, you know, one of the Hardy kind of cinematic matches. But yeah, you know, I don't think, we definitely haven't seen the last. He's still out there grinding and so doing that. But yeah, I thought it, especially you saw it, which we, you know, if you haven't realized, Tom was there. I was watching from the couch, but it was,
you saw me.
It was a great presentation on, from the couch, at least though, like in person with the music and it, you know, like you said, you got it spoiled a little bit, but you know, still really good.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I had a blast at SummerSlam. It was a lot of fun, you know. I've been to enough of these kind of big stadium shows to where you figure out where you want to sit, and you know, I think the big thing for me is big power bomb off the ladder. I mean, they're just already fast start. But I think I've, you know, you have to just, your expectations have to be what they are. Like, I mean, I'm not going to that show to watch every match. I mean, unless you're sitting front row, you know, you're going to be watching on the screen. You're going to have some weird angles. There's shit that you're not going to be able to see because it's outside the ring or whatever. So, you know, it is what it is. But it's, you know, once a year, if I can get to like a really good show like that, I'm thrilled. I got my wrestling tank full. So that was it for a while for me, although, yeah.
We'll
might see, need to go
we always say that. I know I got a Raw in my hometown, AEW. So we saw it from, obviously, you know, everybody always talks about what the mics pick up, and there was some bad kind of, you know, this, the, you know, the editing, or, you know, just kind of, it's an arena, so it's tough. And so for you, it being in the building, what was the loudest pop of the night?
Lesnar.
Was it?
Place went nuts.
Yep. And so, interesting. And so,
I looked at my wife, and I said, and by the way, what a trooper to attend this thing with
me. Look at her, yeah.
I at the end of the show, I'm like, all right, it's Lesnar or The Rock, and you know, and it was Lesnar. Yep. But I just had in my mind, I'm like, they got to do something big here, and they did. I mean, they had to do something big.
Yeah.
You know, the thing I read, and who knows anymore what you can believe, but, you know, apparently it was a last-minute deal that, you know, he signed the contract, and, you know, it had to do with, obviously, Punk going to AEW, Fox being pissed off that Punk went to AEW,
yep.
You know, some combination of that, and, you know, they were able to get Lesnar in. But I don't know if I believe it was last minute, because I don't know if Lesnar just, you know, he's one of those guys, I don't think you just call him up and you know, he's got all the money in the world. So I think they probably were working him for a while, and they've been in discussions. But I'll say this about Punk. Do you think that WWE tried signing him?
No.
I don't either.
Never. There's no way in my mind. I don't think they ever... I don't think he... Well, maybe in those initial, like, years.
No, I don't believe they did. I don't believe one time anyone reached out. And that, to me, I don't get it, okay? Like, look, I you don't have to say, oh, well, you don't know what it's like to be at WWE. Okay, well, look, I know what it's like to be a human being. I know what it's like to run a company. I mean, I understand, like, that people can be challenging. But the reality is that, you know... You had this incredible talent. You had this incredible moment. You know, look, if Punk hated the company, he wouldn't have gone to work for Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. He wouldn't have been talking about the product and interviewing the current talent. Okay. To me, that was like his cry for help. Like, hey, I want to come back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I'm Vince or I'm Paul Levesque or I'm any of these guys, guess what I'm doing? I'm getting on a fucking plane. I'm going to Chicago, and I'm just sitting down with the guy and saying, hey, you know what? We did some stuff wrong. tell you know, what should we have done differently? What could we have done differently?
They
want to apologize. Yeah. And it's just, but they don't. And that's the culture of the organization, and it's bullshit.
Well, and we are seeing the evolution, you and I, right now. It's been in the last week, like the NXT changing. There's been a lot of quotes out there. I know you and I have kind of shared it back and forth and said, we'll wait to talk about it. But the, especially like twofold. One, I think you have the, and you have said it before on this show multiple times. We got destruction all over this match too, of everyone's getting trained the same way going through the performance center. So how can you expect anything different? Well, we now have to change our perspective, because Tony Khan said, yeah, it's all paint by numbers. Like, if that's what you want, then that's what you're going to get. And now it seems like NXT is going to go the route where it's like, hey, you know what? Yeah, we are training them that way because they're our people. And if you don't want to watch our people, don't watch our product.
Well, you know, I'm already watching 5 hours of your people. Now I got to watch 7 hours of your people. Why would you not use NXT to be something different?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't get it. Well, what's different mean? Different can be anything. Different can be great workers that aren't Bobby Lashley's physique. Different could be hardcore. Different could be really off-the-wall gimmicks that are like, you know, all Bray Wyatt, Undertaker type. I don't know. But give me something different. Yeah. That's why I like AEW. Because, like, you know, I haven't watched Raw and SmackDown consistently because I'm just so burned out. But I'm now watching most of AEW. I'll fast forward through a little bit. But I am watching it every week, like Thursday morning while I'm doing cardio. I am watching AEW. Okay, every week.
Yep.
Because it's different.
Well, I think that there's an old, so we got terrible shots. You got JR, who's a Matt at the top of the ladder, kind of. No, yeah, that's, I can't even tell.
Yeah, that's Matt.
Yeah, that's Matt. Okay, there
it is. I mean, he's aged. I mean, yeah, Jeff kind of still looks the same. Matt just, you know, his face just looks a lot older.
Well,
Matt is a little bit older.
It's an old Batman and Superman.
This is nasty.
Yep. The leg
drop. So Hardy off the top rope, over the ladder, does the leg drop. I always thought that would be one of the most painful things. It's like when guys do that leg drop off the top. Was Fandango doing that?
A few of them over the years.
I'm like, that just looks like the dumbest, most dangerous move. I don't know. I mean, Hogan said that the leg drop just screwed up his back.
Yep.
And he obviously wasn't even doing it from the top.
Yeah. Well, it's with the AEW and WWE, it's like I said, it was an old Batman Superman where they were getting an argument, and he said along the lines of like, you know, Superman's very good at what he does. He's not good at what I do. And I kind of apply that to that of like, that's kind of the approach they're taking. Of, you know what AEW is saying, like, you know what, let them be good at whatever they're doing. We're going to be good at what we're doing. And I think that's what we're starting to see. And like anymore, WWE is so predictable because Lashley has wanted Goldberg for a long time. Or excuse me, he definitely doesn't want Goldberg. We're going to talk about Goldberg. But like Lashley has wanted Brock for a long time. And I think we will eventually get that match. We're going to have a little bit of a work to it. But we will get that match eventually. But like some of this stuff, like, you know, and even, you know, you always say, you know, you and I work in an industry where everybody talks about.
Wow. So Hardy, I mean, look, how high is that ladder?
That is the 12-foot ladder. Yeah. Standing on top of it, wobbling.
Wow.
And misses the Swanton.
I mean,
tables.
That was every bit of 12 feet. Because, I mean, I'm looking at the people sitting down there and they don't even look half the height of the ladder.
Yep.
I mean, absolutely. That's at least 12.
It threw dead through the tables.
That might have even been 15.
And so, Bubba rolling off the tables, so he misses it. Here, showing it again now. Yep.
Jeez. Oh,
just a huge spot. Camera guy getting in the way.
Yep. You want someone there to break your fall. Oh, God.
Yeah, to your point about earlier, too, like, Hardy's been doing that on and off for the last 20 years, too.
He really hasn't taken much of a break.
No.
Yeah, Edge took a 7 year. Was Edge 7 or 9?
I thought it was 7.
Okay, 7.
Twitter will remind us. This has been nonstop, too, I just want to say. I feel like we're like almost at a 10-minute mark, and it has been a ton of action. Tables, chairs, ladders, everything. Everyone attacking each other.
And I know you've heard me say it before, but do you see how this feels different than, like, ladder matches now?
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't feel choreographed.
Yeah, and
it feels like real. It feels like legitimately they are fighting to try to get to the top versus, like, there's no spot setting up.
Well, and that's what you and I joke about. Everybody jokes about it now of, like, oh, like they'll set the tables up or ladders up like early in the match, and you're like, just wait, it'll happen. Like, you know, and you know they're just setting up for something in the future. Like,
yeah,
there's none of that.
Yeah, I don't know why these things just case. Okay, so all six guys are now out. But it just doesn't feel like gimmicky, gymnastic-y, and plunges. I mean, it just feels like six guys are trying to kick the shit out of each other. Now, you know, you normally in a street fight don't see ladders and tables and chairs, but...
Right.
All right, so Bubba's back in the ring here.
Maybe not your street fight.
So just to close the loop on this whole NXT thing, I just... It's the same thing with WWE CW.
Yeah.
Like, they just eventually were like, okay, we're just going to do more of the same. Like, how do you not understand that people want an alternative? They want something different.
Yep.
Use NXT to, even if Ron's, oh geez, Bubba
oh,
getting
boy,
thrown
there
out.
We go.
Boom.
Yep. So that was the 15-foot ladder getting tipped over, four tables stacked high, or two high, two across, two by two, and Bubba getting pushed to the outside through those tables. He's dead. That's it. He's absolutely dead.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to have a third brand, make it different. Now, I believe Raw and SmackDown should be different. I think they should look different. I think they should have a different feel, but they're not. They're the exact same thing. It's 5 hours of wrestling each week with different characters on each one.
Well,
it's the same set. It's the same everything. There's one blue. There's one red. It's the same old shit, okay? So if those aren't going to have a different identity, fine. I can live with that. Huge contracts. You gotta do what you gotta do. But man, with NXT, just again, do something different. Like when I put on NXT, it should feel different. It should look different. But, and it used to.
Yep.
I mean, now I just don't even care. Like I saw the results of their latest taping. I'm like, eh.
Here's Lita coming out.
Here comes Lita.
For the save. Yep. Pushing over the ladder with Edge and Christian on it. Oh, I'm getting hung up on the ropes.
Double nut job there.
Other than the Walter match, like I thought it definitely underperformed, which. For a takeover that who knows what the next
Cole match wasn't that great.
The Cole match was all right. The ending was janky.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, it was not what I would have wanted.
The Walter stuff was fantastic.
But also, like, Cole's gone. Yeah, like, let's be real. Like,
I guess he is. I was surprised because, you know, apparently he had a long conversation with Vince.
Yep. Yeah, and from what I heard, it was like what the dirt sheet said, it was very productive.
I don't think these kids now. I just don't think they listen to Vince the same way.
Well, and I also think if there's a time to get out, it's now.
Yeah,
like you know his wife, girlfriend Britt Baker, or, you know Dr. Britt Baker.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there's another spot. Yikes! Just falling.
Man.
There, I think on all four sides, no, at least on the three sides of the ring, there is at least six crush tables there. But yeah, hey, he gets to go, you know, be with Britt Baker.
Ooh! Woo! Edge spears Lita. I mean, hard.
Huge spear.
And her head was about 3 inches from hitting the back of
it looks like her head bounced
the ladder. Too. And he immediately went like, said something to her because he thought he hit her head.
Oh, that's a great angle. They're showing from the top, from looking down into the. Here it comes again. Oh, boy. He got all of it. Oh my gosh, that was incredible.
Did you hear what he said to her?
No.
He said we should go out sometime.
That's right. That's yeah, that's when he asked her out.
That's how they met. Wow.
Yep. He said too. I used the payoff code. Payoff 20.
Yeah.
Let's go out later.
Hey, I'm clean down there. Payoff 20.
Yeah, Devon and Jeff climbing the ladder at this point. Yeah, we'll never close the loop. I think eventually, and as of today, actually, Adam Cole's contract is supposed to be over. So no non-compete, no nothing. He could show, in theory, he could show up next week on anything. Oh, we got, oh boy. Devon and Jeff hanging. Good Lord. From the belts.
Oh!
Devon falling. There's no ladder. Jeff doing what Jeff does. Oh, God. Edge and Christian throwing a ladder at Jeff while he's hanging up there. Jesus. Devon came down hard. Yeah, so I keep saying Diva because I played too much Overwatch. But anyways, and that's one of the characters. But here we go. Climbing again. Is this the belt spinning wildly? I think we have... Christian and Edge, here we go. There's a win.
Boom.
There's the dub. Wow.
That's it.
Got it.
I one thing I will say, well, here, let's go ahead. Match is over, and we're going to transition into the aftermath.
Oh! it's time for the aftermath.
So, one thing I will say, I don't feel like most of these ladder matches have like iconic finishes.
True.
Like there's like it just it's weird because like rarely does a ladder match like, wow, that was an incredible ending. Right. That's the only flaw with these matches. A lot of times they don't have like the greatest ending, although some have.
Oh, they get sneaky like they
like
did with
Jericho, yeah. Shawn when they tugged at the belt.
Yeah.
I think what was it? Daniel Bryan and someone headbutting each other. Was yes. that Miz or who
yeah.
was that?
I forget who it was. Okay, but I know at the top of the ladder.
Yeah. So I mean, there it happens sometimes.
Well, so much of it, it's the spots throughout the match. It's not the finish. And even like you had the weird kind of Nikki winning the belt, at, you know, Money in the Bank, and like her kind of crawling over everyone to get it. Like, you know, that was just not something we'd seen before, but also it wasn't something that I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, but I was glad to see her win, but, you know, just, yeah, just unusual, but good stuff, though. Here we go. This is, you know, are they going to show D-Von fall again? We're watching that.
Oh,
man, that was way worse than I thought. It definitely looked like he cracked his head on the ring on that one. That was, I get how you're supposed to take the fall, but geez, they were all over the place, so. Okay, aftermath, you want to get into it, Tom? Let's see what happened here. So, pulling up my notes. Okay, so of course you had Edge and Christian retaining, but the feud, really continuing after SummerSlam at this point. You got everybody kind of leaving the ring, kind of trying to collect themselves. So the next night on Raw, you had the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian. And really throughout the whole evening, they brawled different kind of backstage, just kind of different points and things like that. And then you had the September 11th edition of Raw, 2000 actually on this one. You had the Hardy Boys actually beating the Dudley Boys in a tag match, which allowed them to be the number one contender now. And so you had, who is still Commissioner Foley, announcing that it would be a steel cage match for the tag team championships at Unforgiven, which was the next pay-per-view that September, between Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys. And so for that one, you had the Hardy Boys escaping the cage to win the match and the tag team championships at that point. So we're going to start swapping the belts a little bit here. So, they continue to have a little bit of back and forth there. The Dudley Boys, though, since they did not win that number one contenders match, they actually had a little bit of a feud with the APA, defeating the APA actually on just an episode of Raw. And then you actually had the Barroom Brawl, kind of fight, if you will, which was a no contest. After that one, you had them in a kind of a weird scenario of them coming together, though, and fighting against Kai and Tai. And so Dudley Boys then going back to the previous fighting against Right to Censor and having that feud going on as well, too, and kind of getting attacked. But then you had APA and the Dudley Boys taming up to take on Right to Censor. And then finally, you had ended up with an 8-man match actually on SmackDown. So that tells you how they feel about that. Or that's where he announced it. And then the actual match taking place at Unforgiven when you had the other match going on with the tag teams at that point. And then you actually had the Right to Censor beating the Dudley Boys and APA. And as you can imagine, that match only a third of a star. Not a great one. So that's what we kind of get with that. So, all right. Thoughts, Tom, on the aftermath? Reviews? You ready?
I want to hear the reviews. Then we'll give our payoff scores.
Okay. So, PWI, we're digging into it. So Edge was 51, Christian 57, the Bubba 53, D-Von 60, Matt Hardy 45, Jeff Hardy 30. So Jeff Hardy coming in is the highest at that point. D-Von the lowest at 60. Average between these six guys this year was 49, which not bad. We've had some lower, but that's actually pretty good. And so. The PW Torch on this one said, all six wrestlers played into the crowd really well as they executed their established hot spots. An excellent, innovative, well-constructed, very well-shot stunt match that is a match of the year candidate Ooh. For 4 1/4 stars. So the TLC match stole the show. Jim Ross wasn't lying when he said all three teams put their lives on the line in this type of match. There were plenty of dangerous spots, but nothing overboard that made me think they were crossing into Mick Foley territory for unnecessary bumps. I love how that's the point of reference. The Observer newsletter on this one giving it 4.5 stars. Okay. This will no doubt get a lot of match of the year votes. All kinds of sensational spots. There were numerous spectacular bumps from the top of the ladders, both in the ring and over the top through the tables. Although everyone involved was probably plenty sore the next morning, nobody was seriously hurt. So, 4.5, 4.25. Tom?
Payoff score, 8.
Yep.
I thought, I mean, really, really good ladder match. You know, and I think from like a build and aftermath standpoint, too, there's a lot of build here. I mean, we go back to 99 with the original Hardys, Edge and Christian ladder match. And then you know, you get into all the stuff that these guys did. WrestleMania 16, WrestleMania 2000, then this, then everything that would go on. Hell, these guys' lives are still intertwined in some ways all these years later. So yeah. There's a lot about this outside of this particular match. And then this match, I mean, it was great. It was just a great ladder match. You throw it on, and I mean, it's just it's great entertainment. So, you know, is it like one of the greatest things ever? Of course not. But it's a really, really good match with some fun stories along the way. What'd you think?
Same thing. I'm putting it at 8 too. I think it. I don't think it quite reached the level of the WrestleMania one, but I thought it was still a very good match. It's definitely. I always. It's just the style of wrestling I like. It was very fast paced the entire time.
Yeah.
It was nonstop. There wasn't any downtime. There wasn't any kind of one team hiding or anything like that for most of the match. It was everybody was in there. There was destruction. There was mayhem. It was what you would hope a tables, ladders, and chairs match is every time, with it just kind of being constant. I think that sometimes they can get overcrowded with the extra guys and 6 men, but that actually worked really well being 2-2-2. So a big fan of that. And so overall, you know, no problems with it. It's definitely one that we come back to. And I'm glad we covered. So,
well, and I think it's also a testament to these guys that outside of the triple threat main event, the show really wasn't that great.
Yep.
There were only 3 matches that didn't suck on this entire show.
Yeah. And so, and to have that, and it was really in the middle of the card practically, you know, closer to the end, but really, you know, before it, or you know, after it's Kat and Terry. So, you know, who knows? But yeah, so good stuff. So, all right, Tom, send him home happy.
All right. Well, fun match, fun episode, and we have one more SummerSlam match to go.
One more.
Next week.
And it's our official end of the road to SummerSlam. Yep.
And I think it'll be perfect.
I think it could be. Like, you know, we'll have to see, but perfect is a good way to describe it.
All right. Well, as always, thank you for joining us on The Payoff.